You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah. Bing is for doing, and we are doing the recap for the series premiere of ABC's The Glass House. I am Bam Erickson, and I want to introduce you guys to my co-hosts.
My name is Justin Walter.
I am Dario Kristen.
So, The Glass House is series premiere. We have a lot that we want to discuss. So, let's go into the game.
The game.
Yes, the game, the rules, the house, you know.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I mean, I was really anticipating wanting to know what this house looked like. I saw a couple pictures online and, you know, it didn't give it the full big bomb that I saw on the show tonight. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, it looked beautiful. I mean, that interior design, the way that it almost looked like a hotel.
And like it was really neat that the whole thing was glass.
It was all glass outside, and it was all customized furniture inside. So, I mean, it kind of looked like a
club to me.
Club meets, like, boutique hotel, you know, something like that.
And one thing, I don't know, are you guys fans of The Hunger Games?
I am.
Yeah. The Hunger Games. Didn't it feel like a little Hunger Games vibe to me?
Yes,
oh, my gosh. Like, when they were coming up, I was like, when is Katniss Everdeen going to come out of that?
I was watching The View earlier, and so Sherry Shepherd was doing this whole thing where I saw the whole house, but I saw kind of at like a higher level. So when I was watching it, I was thinking that it was going to be like multi-leveled.
Oh, right.
And so that it was going to be like all these levels for where we like see actual the glass house from this level of these here and there. So I was a little underwhelmed. I was expecting more, visually, the house is stunning.
Stunning. Yeah. It's great.
It is absolutely great. Yeah.
Well, and the one thing about the game, let's talk about the game.
Yeah.
The game, 14 contestants go in the house.
Yep.
And
it looks to be pretty evenly split in the middle.
And I think casting-wise, they kind of had a wide variety of diversity and that sort of thing. Get to that later. But in terms of the game, what's the big difference in this game is America's voting, America's deciding, and basically they're divided into teams throughout the game, and they do a challenge, and then after the challenge, someone is going into limbo, and limbo in this game is someone who might be voted off by America, and then the House votes who else is going to be in limbo with that person, and then America gets to decide out of those two people who is going to be out of the game. So I don't know, do you guys like, in terms of the game, the limbo idea? That's kind of the twist on the rules of this game, in my opinion.
So far I like the rules, but I hope that there's a more incentive for the person who's the captain, because
I agree.
I would have never raised my hand to volunteer knowing that I will potentially be voted off.
Yeah,
right.
So there should be something, some money.
Yeah, because right now the only way to go into limbo is if you volunteer as captain, you lose the challenge for your team, then you're automatically in limbo, and then the strategy, the alliances come into play of who else is going to go in there. So yeah, why would you want to volunteer as captain besides being a good guy and stepping up?
I have a feeling that something will be revealed later on, though.
Absolutely.
They're just kind of teasing us right now to get us in there, but there has to be some type of incentive for it.
Yeah, and with so much going on in the house, I think that things are going to continue to change and continue to change. And, like, you know, the first challenge,
I liked it. I thought it was kind
of cool. I like puzzles.
I thought it was pretty difficult, but I'm thinking that it's going to get a lot more.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, once again, they're just starting us off. You know, they're going to be doing some crazy stuff. I don't even know if they're going to do a couple of things. I read something about fear factor type things as well. Yeah. Like, they may have to eat things.
When I was watching that challenge, it reminded me of, did you guys ever watch Guts? It kind of reminded me of Guts, where it's just kind of the lights and the arena
Oh, right.
And
like,
wow,
that sort of thing.
So
and it was, It's definitely a callback to classic game shows. But, yeah, you know, like, I'm a game show guy.
I saw that on the Game Network at one point.
But it was, I liked the challenge because I thought, one, they're kind of doing, it's almost like an icebreaker challenge.
I thought.
Giving the, what do you think about these people? Who would say that they were a high school basketball coach or who in the house doesn't drink? And so it's kind of testing and they didn't really know until that one team kind of owned it.
I also like the fact that at any given moment, things can change.
Yeah, yeah.
So like within the house, you know, the voters voted for who they think will be the best friends, who would be the enemies. So, and that's going to constantly change.
And I think it's going to actually, as it changes, it's going to get more risque too. You know? That's what I think. It's going to be some nudity on this show.
What was the first thing that America voted on? Put him in bikinis.
Put him in bikinis, right? You know, that's what America wants to see. You know,
the whole getting drunk and I thought the contestants were pretty respectful.
In the beginning,
like the two best friends, the room for the friends, and then the two enemies.
Yeah,
they were very nice toward each other so far.
In any reality show like this, when people first meet each other before people start getting on each other's nerves, and living in that house is gonna make these people go crazy. And we've already seen that a lot of the contestants have already been going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't even imagine living in a house with 14 people. I can hardly have a roommate, so
you have no
privacy. I mean, if you need to use the restroom, does everybody see this?
I think they cover the restroom.
Well, again, when I saw some of the previews earlier on different news things, there is a bathroom and there is
one.
Well, because you remember the troublemaker even referenced about how she's always taking a dump on the toilet.
Right, that's true.
We saw that.
Well, Alex called Erica out on that. Yeah,
that's
so
true.
So everything people can see. I just hope that we could see more like, I mean, call me disgusting, but I want to see somebody sitting on the toilet.
Oh, my gosh. I'll pass out, man.
I'm with you, man.
It's a glass house.
No, thank you.
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's why I made the statement I did, because I kind of want to see what that reality portion of
things. We might need to put this show not on a network. It might need to go on Showtime or something like that.
You know, if someone's squatting, just kind of put the little blur. God, but I just want to, if it's a glass house, I want to see everything.
You want to feel like you're in there
the
entire time, no privacy. It's all, you're the viewer. If you're voting, you get to decide everything.
Right.
Well, something tells me this show is going to give you that, because just the preview that they're giving us right now, you know, it's going to get crazy. I mean, the first episode, they're already in the jacuzzi, you
drinking.
Know, drinking.
And then they all have to get in the hot. Well, let's talk about the contestants.
Yeah, we got to talk about them.
So,
who sticks out right away to you?
Mike 99.
Oh, Primetime 99. Alex. He's clearly
he has a mission, and he even said, "Well, one of the cool things I like with everything, there's always these random questions or random things that gets thrown out there."
Yeah.
And so one of the things was on the board there was a question that was answered, and you only knew the answer based off of if it was you. Am I explaining?
Yeah,
it
right? No.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Alex got to ask the question to America, saying, should I be the biggest villain of reality television of all time? And America voted yes. And he's the only one that knows the answer, which then allowed him or pushed him into those antics.
And that's why he was so confident at the end, because he's like, well, I'm doing what America said. So clearly they're going to keep me on next week. You know? So we'll see.
So some of my favorite characters, I like the cop.
I was going to say Kevin.
That's the Midwest guy.
He's my prediction right now. Yeah, my prediction to win the show, Kevin, right?
That's your prediction, because I wanted to ask that.
I'm putting it out there right now. I think Kevin is going to take it. I think he's got a lot of factors. One, he's a Midwest guy. He's a cop. Everyone in the house likes him. He stuck up for the girls when Alex was on a tirade against them.
And he's very calm, because when Mike was talking crap to him, he was like, I'm a cop. Yeah, seriously. Right, yeah.
But I sort of wasn't feeling him, because the fact that he got so upset by that joke by Alex or Alex, excuse me.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he went a little overboard with him getting so angry. And Alex did make a good point. The young woman with Joy, she wasn't even as upset as he was.
I don't think that Alex was upset. I just think he called him out, because everybody, like I said, everybody seems so calm.
Yeah.
And then he's like coming out in his underwear.
Joy's underwear, not his underwear.
He's coming out in Joy's underwear.
Yeah.
And it was just like everyone was kind of like here. And then Alex Primetime 99 decided to go here.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of looking at him like, what is this fool doing? And I think he was kind of the representative,
right,
because he didn't raise his voice. He was very calm and he was like, dude, you're being an ass. Sit down.
Okay. I'll give you that.
It's, here's the thing. In the house, that's why these shows are successful, whether it's Big Brother, the Real World Road Rules challenges. When you put people living in a house, they have nothing else to do but drink and just be bored and kind of be around each other. They're going to go crazy.
Some of the other ones, we have Andrea. She's from Valencia, California.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We have Ashley. Mm-hmm. She looks like Rosie Perez to me.
She is. Actually, you know what's funny? I wrote this down. She is Rosie Perez had a baby with Tisha Campbell.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. Kind of. Like,
all I need is the as the accent from Brooklyn. You know, you know.
Yeah, she is. She could be their child, their love child.
One of the things that Ashley said was, you know, I keeps it real. I'm like, oh God. So anybody who keeps it real, you already know they're gonna be backstabbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was like all the women was like, oh, I keep it real. I'm like, okay, backstabber.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and Jacob, who was in the game for just a hot second. You know, first standing out being dumb or coming off as being dumb by not knowing that Oregon was on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But then also just kind of being the I'm for the street smarts, not the book smarts kind of guy. And then he goes into limbo. And what happens? He already quit the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I wish he hadn't. I actually like Jacob. He was kind of entertaining to me. Like, I wanted to see where he kind of developed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, I mean, I guess we can get into that part later.
Yeah.
Exiting, but you know, I was hoping he would stick around a little bit longer.
Yeah. Because
he had a little funny personality on.
Yeah, he could have been entertaining.
You
could see the transformation in his personality from being that entertaining, outgoing guy,
mm-hmm,
then to turning into, once his team lost, that mopey,
right,
kind of guy that, yeah, Joy was trying to cheer up
for her own reasons.
Yeah. We already found out that Joy is looking to get some action in the house.
Yeah, she wants to be
Joy. Call AfterBuzz, Joy. We're here.
She is a self-proclaimed, you know, Sucks girl in the house.
I just want to really just name off some of the characters. Okay. So we have Apollo from Arizona, which Apollo is
crazy strategy.
That's the card guy.
The card guy.
Poetry.
Apollo did not want to form an alliance.
Yeah.
And so how he's going to choose people is he has a card thing that he's going to do.
That's crazy.
And so basically, everyone will be identified by a card. And then if he picks that card, that's who he's going to vote in.
It's weird because in terms of strategy, no one's going to want to align with that, you know, that kind of strategy. But then it's also the catch-22 of maybe it is a good strategy because nobody's going to view him as a threat. They're always going to view his vote as just being thrown away. It's way back in like the beginning of Survivor, someone had a strategy like that where they did an alphabet strategy,
mm-hmm,
and they don't view that person as a threat. But when you're making alliances and you're kind of in the game, you're more of a threat. So it could work for him.
I think it will at some point if he gets further along in the game where it's like four or five people, then at some point he's probably gonna have to lose that because when you have only four or five people that you're voting for, that card that he picks could be very hurtful.
Well, and he's that typical type of guy too. Like, you know, you start off nice and maybe he's just kind of seeing how people view him at the beginning, and then he's going to switch it up and be like this snake. You know what I mean?
He could be playing everybody.
I don't trust him all the way yet.
But then his question, because you know how they all ask the question to America, his question was, did you smile today? And then America said, yes, they smiled once today. Come on. You know, but he does add a kooky, weird personality to the house, because if everybody's a gamer in the house, then it might be a little too intense where he's going to be that maybe comic relief because we're just going to keep rolling our eyes at the antics he's going to be doing.
And he's totally very different. I like how the show is very versified.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Gene.
I like
Chicago.
Gene. That's a stunt man.
Yeah.
He's like the 6'7 teddy bear.
He didn't get a lot of airtime though. Yeah. I don't feel like I got to know Gene in that first episode.
What about Erica from Denver? I don't remember who she is.
She was the waitress.
She's the one that kept saying, I'm broke. Yeah. I need this game to win money. And then she got called out by Alex saying that she's fat. And he was just really disgusting really to her. To her yeah. Really rude to her.
Okay. Then there's Jacob.
There's Jacob.
The muscle guy we already talked about.
Yeah, from the West.
Holly.
There's Holly.
Retail sales.
The retail.
The one thing, what do you guys
think? Kind of like a young Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. She's like, you know, I'm beautiful, but I have brains and I'm real. Yeah. Here we go.
And then she goes, I don't want anybody in the house to know I'm a psychology major, right? And, you know, because that means I
can study the brain.
I'm an expert on psychology because I just studied it. But maybe she'll be better than we think.
Yeah. Well, she'll be good to look at, at least, if anything.
Yeah, she liked being in her bikini.
I can't remember what she looked like.
Brunette.
It was kind of overwhelming. There was like so many people, and I was okay. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, the gay guy.
Jeffrey's funny. I like him.
I think he's funny, and also like when he got in the hot tub and the water just went out, and he just was kind of like, I knew I was going to overflow the water, and you know, he's funny.
He's a funny guy.
But also, he stepped up as his team leader. I think this guy is going to be someone that everybody's going to gravitate towards.
I agree.
Everyone's going to look at him as a natural born leader, where they said, are we going to pick someone who's going to volunteer as our team leader, or are we going to pick randomly? And you could see in his face, he just, you know, thought, the team dynamic will be better if I step up. And then he led them with the help of, I think her name is Stephanie, to victory. And he was really, really successful.
Yeah, I think he'll do well in the game.
Yeah.
And we've already kind of talked about Joy, who's posed for Playboy from Fredericksburg.
The single mom.
Joy,
right?
The single
Virginia.
Emotional mom.
Yeah.
She had a little breakdown on the show today.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to give her a tissue.
Why?
Nah, I
really?
Like to. No.
You gonna stuff the tissue?
I think it's already stuffed. I don't think I need to stuff it.
What about Robin, the Jewish mother?
I like her. Yeah. She got a little fire. She's like, you know, I think she's gonna do well in this game.
I agree.
I like when she told Alex, he's like, have you ever played sports? And she's like, no. And he was like, when you play sports, it's all about game face. And she's like, well, I'm glad I've never played sports. And she just kept it moving.
Yeah. She's not gonna play the mom card, which I think in these games is the mother-father role with a house full of younger type people. Mm-hmm. She's, I think, going to do really well, and she seems very level-headed, very strategic. She seems like she's going to be that mother figure, and I think I like her. I think she's going to be good. But I think she will not be afraid to let her sassy side come out and go off on someone if she needs to. And
And definitely I see that whole mother figure where she's going to like be doing the whole mom thing to some people.
She's going
to
play into their minds. Yeah. And that's going to be her advantage in the game. That's what I predict. Yeah. I think she's going to go far.
And I think, too, when you're watching a cast of a lot of kind of younger age people, most people I think are in their 30s or so, and then you see, you know, someone who's older as a voter, I kind of am rooting for the underdog. She, to me, seems like an underdog, you know, where she's older. She's doing something that moms in that age not necessarily would typically do. So I'm going to be rooting for her, you know, as a voter.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of voting and going to websites and all that other stuff, why don't we go into Amazon?
All right. Well, if you're going to go to Amazon, before you do that, you need to go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon banner, because it's at the top of the right side of the internet page. And once you click on that banner, you actually will let us be able to continue what we do here at AfterBuzz, because there is a small kickback that AfterBuzz gets for the link that's attached to Amazon. So definitely go on there and click on AfterBuzz for us. Keep supporting us so we can keep giving you great shows like we are tonight. And that's the amazing Amazon.
Yeah.
I got the music.
Oh, yeah.
I
got the music. And the applause. Thank you. Teardrops.
All right, so continuing, we spoke a little bit about Kevin, the cop from Toledo, Ohio.
Yes. Again, I think in these shows, the kind of the classic cop, fireman, Midwest guy
is always the guy I went to high school with.
I kind of, when I watch these shows, I'm a fan of kind of the people who are strategic in the games, but I use my mom as kind of the barometer of the Midwest. I'm from the Chicagoland area, and whenever I talk to my mom about contestants on these shows, that's the guy she's going to love.
Yeah.
That's the guy she's going to love and want to do well, and he stuck up for, you know, Joy when she was getting yelled at. So I think if my mom's not going to vote, she can't turn on the computer. Right. but I think that's the type of person that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards, too, in the game.
Well, with that being said, the older people will like him. Will they go and vote for him at 11 o'clock at night?
I think they will.
Okay.
I think they will. Everybody loves a good Midwest guy. So, and he's, you know, and he's like the all-American guy. He looks like most of the guys I went to high school with, I feel like, who were like the quarterbacks, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
What about Stephanie from Boston? She said, you know, I'm not like these fake actresses. I'm real.
Yeah.
You know, Stephanie, she was smart in that puzzle.
She impressed me.
So she impressed me a little bit.
She impressed me a lot.
I thought she might kind of get on my nerves at the beginning, but then when she did that whole puzzle piece, I was like, okay, Stephanie, you got a little fire for yourself. Yeah. I like her.
I like that she immediately stepped up, looked at the puzzle, and said, we got to work on the side columns. Once we get those, we get the middle done. Boom. They were such an effective, good team.
Yeah.
And I think she owned it. And I think she, like, I, when people say I'm real, you know, a lot of times they're not.
Right. But for
her. I think for her, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see really any fakeness from her.
Yeah. No. Straight shooter, seems like.
The last one is Mike from Pembroke.
DJ Mike. He's the DJ.
That's the older guy, right?
Yeah. He's the Boston DJ. I like Mike. I like Mike. He's kind of like the dad figure. So
the only thing I can remember of Mike is when he had to do the kiss and blow card challenge with Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah, remember?
Who is Mike? Who is Mike? But the kiss and blow.
At the party when America voted what game they had to play, they had to do the kiss and blow where you have to, someone has to suck a card in their mouth, you know, that sort of thing. And then it was funny watching him do that with Jeffrey. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I kind of remember from him on the show.
That's pretty much it.
Well, he's the oldest guy in the house. That's
and he has gray hair.
And he stood up for the girls when Alex got into the beef with Kevin in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He kind of stepped in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So contestants.
Bam's not impressed.
No. I need more, you know.
Well, it's only the first episode.
It's only the first week, and it's hard to kind of know who all 14 the contestants are. But overall, I think we're pleased with the contestants, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No? Yeah.
The one we should probably, I mean, talk a little bit more about Alex as a contestant. For me, he is just over the top too much. Mm-hmm. But I do think that's going to make him stay in the show.
But at least with him being over the top, he's being honest. He's saying from the jump, I want to be the most hated villain in reality show TV versus people where they kind of do things manipulatively. Well, he specifically said, looked at the camera and said, listen, I'm going to be the most hated. And once he got that answer that, yes, that's what they wanted him to do, I mean, he just started picking. But the one thing that I don't like about him is that he's going after the girls.
Yeah.
And
it's not good.
But he's trying to eliminate people and get into their minds. So he's going to try and start with people that he thinks that he's stronger than.
But girls,
I agree with you, but they fell right into it too.
Absolutely. They did fall into it. Like, how many girls cried tonight?
I think two at least.
Yeah.
And say he did that same thing and went to Robin, the mom, the older mom.
I think she would have.
She would have whipped him into shape. Yeah. You know, it would have been a different conversation.
She even brought up, she's like, I feel bad for you when you get out of this house. You know, kind of the reaction that he might or might not get.
Yeah.
In terms of a villain on these shows, I like villains when they play a villainous game strategically. Mm-hmm. But when people attack people, like, personally like that, I think it's strategy. And someone could say, you know, leaving, I don't know if I didn't mean any of it, that sort of thing.
But
it is. It's just he was very malicious compared to any premiere I've ever seen of someone attacking people that hardcore right off the bat.
And it was almost like he just walks over to him and said, hey, you're fat.
Yeah.
Hey, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Hey.
He was just being a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely being a bully. Yeah. Which I think it might keep him in the game.
It's going to work for him.
Might keep him a little bit.
But you have to
remember.
It's
a big personality.
They're voting, so will people vote for him?
Will America
I think
vote
they
for
will
him?
Because of he keeps stressing the fact that I'm doing exactly what America wanted me to do.
Okay.
So he is playing into the camera saying, vote for me. I need to stay on this show because of what you guys made me do.
Well,
so it's gonna work. I think it's gonna
work. As much as America loves its heroes, they love their villains. You have to be polarizing. Are you someone that people love to hate, or are you someone that people love?
Mm-hmm.
Like in Survivor, you look at someone, Russell, a notorious villain, but America loves watching Russell on television. He was on Survivor like 3 times, and it just kind of, this guy is going to get people to hate him, which is going to invoke a reaction. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Alex. We're not talking about, I can't even remember some of those other people's names.
So before we move on, who do you like, and who's your favorite, and who's your least favorite so far?
People that stick out to me that I like.
If you had to pick one.
Just one? I'm going to go, I like the mom.
Okay.
what was her name again? I don't even remember.
Robin.
I think I like her. I think she's going to be good. I do have a soft spot for like the older women on these shows. I think if I were into those games, I'd try and work with an older woman. They just have that nurturing mother type, role, and they're probably trustworthy. So I think Robin's going to do really well.
Okay, who do you dislike? Who's your least?
I mean, I gotta say, Alex, I don't like him personally, mm-hmm. But I think for the show, he's gonna cause a lot of buzz. I think he's gonna cause a lot of controversy, mm-hmm. and I think that'll be good for the show. But if I had to pick, I would say, as of now, Alex, he's just too malicious.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
All right. Well, my vote changed from earlier. I was going with Alex originally. But
as hated or loved?
As liking Alex, see,
that's
actually.
Good. That's
I kind of like a good villain.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
But he just took it too over the top. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Kevin because I'm from the Midwest as well. Yeah. I'm from Ohio. So, you know, I think Mid-America is going to relate to him and they're going to be mm-hmm. doing the majority of these votes probably. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with him to win. The villain or the person that I think may go home or my least favorite so far is actually Joy.
Huh. What don't you like about Joy?
I just think, I don't know, she just seems like she might be a little bit of a head case a little bit.
Okay.
A little, you know, I don't know. It's just her, she was a little whiny and broke down really quick when she was supposed to be so, like at the beginning, it seemed like she was really sassy and strong. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
So do you think it was because of, though, Alex, that she, you know, that's why we saw that side of her already? Because she was being prodded right away from him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I mean, still, you're going on a game show. You know someone's going to be probably mean to you or backstabbing you, so mm-hmm. you got to come on with your muscles blazing. You know,
like especially right. I'm especially when you already say that you pose for Playboy,
right?
And then so you have to expect
and
someone,
that you want sex all the time.
You
and
should
then
have
you want to be
thicker
spanked.
Skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
They did spank her too.
Literally thicker skin.
My lease is Primetime 99 Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a jerk. I don't really have a favorite yet. I like Kevin. I like the mom. I like Stephanie. So I don't have a favorite.
Not yet. I think once we start seeing more of these people and getting to know them a little bit better and mm-hmm. seeing their kind of strategy and how they play the game, then I think we'll have stronger, definite stronger opinions on love versus hate.
Love versus hate.
Love versus hate. I love hating people as much as I love loving them watching these shows. You know? And that's I think that's what invokes a good character on these type of shows.
It's the crazy it's guilty pleasure. You know, it's like you want to turn the channel, but they suck you in.
No, you got to watch. You got to watch.
And speaking of suck in, so let's go right into now.
Whoa. So, wait, what a transition there.
Easy. Easy.
Didn't sound right, but okay. Now progressing, now that we've talked to now that we've talked about the contestants, now let's go a little bit into the challenge and the captains. So once everybody had got a little drinks in their system, mm-hmm. then they had to they separated the teams from east to west,
mm-hmm.
and so now they had to pick the captains. And we've already explained the rules about how the game goes.
Yeah.
And so with the captains, the east chose. The gay guy, what's his name?
Jeffrey.
They chose him. They chose him as the captain. Mm-hmm. And well, actually, he kind of volunteered.
He volunteered.
Right?
Yeah. He volunteered. Yeah. And he stepped it up.
Yeah. And then for the West was Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
So, do you think that was stupid?
The two J's.
Do you think that was stupid for both of them to?
I don't think I would have put my neck on the line right away. I think because you're automatically taking that 50-50 shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it does kind of. If you're a natural born leader, then you know if nobody's stepping up, maybe I would have done it. I don't know.
Jacob. See, for me, Jacob was just not the leader. Jacob already said that he wasn't smart.
Yeah.
But then he was like, but I'm going in with the mindset that we are going to win, that we are going to win.
But one thing, if you looked at the challenge, though, the role of the captain wasn't that different from anybody else's role. So it's almost like volunteering for captain as of now is just putting yourself as a possible target.
Yeah, I mean, well, my only thing is like I've watched a lot of these game type challenge shows, the MTV Gauntlets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You never volunteer the first time.
Yeah,
you wait to see how the game is played first,
and never be the pawn.
And then you know, even then, you really don't want to put yourself on the line. But
because even Ashley made a comment, she was like, "If you want to put yourself in, she's like, and keep me and keep me on the show longer." She was like, "Be my guest."
Yeah,
I would never have done it the first time though. I would have maybe waited a couple weeks before I just threw myself
and in. One of the things they kept saying about Jacob, he's the strongest, he's the most athletic, he needs to be our captain. They don't even know what the challenges are yet. Yeah. That challenge had nothing to do with athleticism. It was all about strategy. Communication was the number one key in that challenge.
But I do feel that with the East, I felt that Jeffrey, I felt that the captain was really important in this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jeffrey showed what the importance of that is, which we now can go into the challenge, the actual challenge was. So anyone who wants to explain?
Well, yeah, the challenge was they had the opposing team's names on one side of this kind of crazy wall. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side were interesting facts about these people. And the team that could quickly match the names to the facts by turning these huge boards that had arrows and lines all over them was the team that won the challenge. So it was kind of an icebreaker, get to know you, what do you think about first impressions of these type of people. But then they also used joysticks and lifts and, you know, it was, I thought it was a cool challenge. I was impressed.
That was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool.
I also like the fact that when we saw the West, they were in complete chaos. Everybody was just talking. And then again, Mr. Big Mouth Alex starts trying to tell people what to do. And they were it was a colossal mess.
And I loved when they showed everything he was saying was wrong.
They did all the red buzzes.
Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Wrong.
Five wrong.
Yeah. I like Jeffrey. Jeffrey first said, you guys, listen, we are not going to talk over each other.
Yes.
Please, one person at a time. And I felt that he really showed his great leadership skills as being the captain. And he said, listen, you guys, we're not going to talk over each other, one person at a time. And then once he put his foot down, everybody followed through. And then that's when Stephanie followed through. And then she kind of took the role as the second captain.
Yeah.
And then they whipped. Boom. They whipped it out in 3 minutes.
Right on 4 minutes.
And he was in control the whole time.
Yeah. So. And the bonus of being a successful captain is he's not going to have to step up as captain for a long time.
Right. Because
so the only way he'll go into the limbo area, the Hunger Games
the
area.
The Hunger Games.
I love that. I love the Hunger Games, and I thought that was so cool. It looked like the Hunger Games. But the only way he'll go in there is if they vote him in, which just be nice.
Yeah.
Make alliances. Be smart.
And maybe if there's some type of an incentive, then maybe he will go in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, but for now,
I bet they start putting money on the line where captains will win money, or they can have a secret power or something like that where there is an incentive. Why do you want to be captain?
We should text that in. I mean, they're looking at what we're saying.
Yeah, we're America. We live in America.
We are America.
We're voting.
Yeah, we're America and we're after buzz. That's right.
That's right.
So yeah, I think the incentive for captains is, I definitely think that'll be added in.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. If not, ABC take note.
All right.
No, yeah.
And so, and now the whole voting thing.
Yeah.
So.
It's, you know what I love? First, I thought it was really cool, like just in terms of the graphics they're using, the technology they're using, when they went up with their stones and then they put it on that kind of platform and then they move their hands and swipe through and they do whatever they want and the glass break. I thought that was really cool. I thought
totally
it was
using modern
very
technology.
High tech, you know, kind of just adds to the vibe of the house of being really sleek and modern and new and innovative. I
and
like
it sets
that.
Them aside from like the other reality shows, Big Brother, you know, that, who won't say that name, Big Brother, you know, it gives it a totally different feel and look.
It did, yeah. And it's interesting too because I was wondering going into this premiere, wondering where is the strategy element of this game going to be? If America is the one voting people out, if America's the one making all these decisions, there needs to be an element of strategy. And the element of strategy is the second person getting thrown into limbo.
Right.
Whereas that's a big deal that give the players in the game an ability to throw someone in limbo compared to just letting America decide every week who's going into limbo.
Yeah, because I think the overall premise is pretty simple, but they throw in all the other things that make it more exciting. The house, with it being the glass, all the technology that they use when they vote. And I also liked all of the pop-ups that comes up with what the from the voters, the fans.
From the voters.
So that's, to me, what separates the show from all the different shows or that show.
Okay, I got an important question. Who do you think is going to hook up first on the show? We didn't write that one down.
I would have said Joy and Jacob, but Jacob left the house.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
She was consoling him and spanked him when he
spank him
with a pillow when he got off that couch. She's ready.
Now, Jean is eyeing Joy because as soon as he saw her crying, he came
and big teddy bear.
He gave her the hug and he was like, you know, I want to hug every chance I get.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think Big Boy's going to get some play?
Maybe on a long drunken night, but it has to be like, I mean, no disrespect, Gene. I like you, Gene. But maybe like 6 weeks in, you know, not the beginning. Sorry, Gene.
I don't know. As of now, I don't get the vibe that people are going to be hooking up on this season or this show.
I didn't really get the vibe either, but Joy is, she's hungry.
She's hungry.
Joy, I think Joy and Erica are going to hook up.
Oh,
I'll throw the twist on it.
Oh, there we go.
The twist.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You know, when she was in the restroom with the lady, she expressed how she, you know, she was just a very open sexual being. Okay. So, hey.
Could happen.
Do you think Jeffrey will get some play?
No.
I don't think so.
Unless someone else. Yeah, no. Probably not. No.
No.
Nah.
Do we think America's going to eventually vote to get people like sleeping in the same beds together? Probably.
Probably. I'm sure.
Oh, that's absolutely going to happen. I did read somewhere that people are going to have to start sleeping. Like, that's the cool thing about it. The dynamics change weekly. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the friends room, the enemy room.
Yeah.
You know, people have to sleep together. So, again, I'm really excited because things are going to constantly change week by week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
It keeps us on our toes for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even like I have no idea what the results are going to be next week. You know what? I mean, what do you guys think? Like,
well, the big question for the vote next week is they gave America us the option of, since Jacob left, do we think do we think that there's two parts? Well, we could talk about that for one.
Why did he leave?
I think it was probably just too much for him to handle. I think that.
But he was so excited.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. He must have cracked. We don't know what limbo looks like.
Yeah. Or, you know, here's my
we don't know what limbo looks like down there.
Here's a conspiracy theory that Alex told him, listen, get yourself off the show. I'll split the money in the end with you.
Oh, did you read that or is that your own? All right,
okay. That's my new twist.
All right, okay.
But do you think that now that since Jacob was a captain and he quit,
mm-hmm.
So should Alex be exempt because should he stay or why is America still voting for him to?
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I think he should probably be exempt. Yeah. If someone did quit, I mean, I don't know how it's going to pan out as far as like each week if there's just one person. That's
why would they tell us? Why couldn't they wait till next week?
Just to shock us?
Yeah.
It may be on the, you know, probably all over the internet. Or it's already, because this is happening, you know, as we speak in terms of they're living in the house right now. So it probably would have leaked anyways. Mm-hmm. But then it gives us the option again, like they wanted to let America choose. Should Alex be allowed to stay in the game in the house or should he not? So that's still giving us an option. Or because think in week one, America wants to have the choice and the option to vote someone either out or in. So if you take that option away in week one, I think that's a bad decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of in support of the decision of you know that they made to still leave it in America's hands.
I like that.
Yeah. And speaking of voting and the choice, let's talk about iTunes. So you guys can always go to iTunes. Make sure that you rate and comment. Please tell a friend. It only takes a minute. Again, go to iTunes. You can download all of our shows such as The Glass House and you know Empire Girls and all the other shows that we have on After Buzz. It's totally free, so be sure you guys go to iTunes, download, please tell a friend and comment, okay?
Oh yeah, nice.
All right, so any other thoughts or comments before we go into predictions and news and gossip?
And I'm excited to talk about the news and gossip a little bit in terms of just kind of that's a huge thing over the last couple of weeks, the legal battle.
Okay, so how about we go to a break first?
Sure.
And then we'll do news, gossip, and all the other good stuff.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee! What a feeling! I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Hope.
If not, we got...
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right, and we are back, and we got some good news and some gossip for you guys.
Got
some
TV news.
So... We should be happy to be here tonight because literally yesterday I didn't know if I was going to be able to come to After Buzz tonight to film this episode or tape this episode because I'm sure a lot of people have been reading the news.
Mm-hmm.
But CBS was very upset with ABC about this whole programming here of The Glass House.
Yeah.
They felt it was too similar to to Big Brother, so they wanted to cease and desist the production and moving forward with this show. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently Friday, a judge overruled it and said that, you know, basically they sided with ABC and said, you know, listen, you guys have spent $16 million plus on this show. It's similar, but is the similarities too much of a reason for it to be canceled or to not air? Because I mean, let's look at all the reality shows right now. I mean, look at the music shows. We got American Idol, we got X Factor, The Voice.
I was waiting because I was ready to go there.
Duets, you know.
It's like every show is a different version, or not every show, but a lot of shows are different versions of each other.
You know. And so the judge basically ruled against CBS and said, ABC, continue what you're doing. I have no problem with this. And CBS is still apparently a little annoyed by this, and they're still trying to push the issue of having the show canceled.
Go ahead.
Well, to me, that was a bad move because it made me want to watch the show even more.
Why are they so upset? Press is good press.
Yeah.
Do you think with the fact that Big Brother's been on for so long and the ratings are not as super high as they used to be that people would move over and forget about Big Brother?
I don't think so. I'm a loyal Big Brother fan myself, and I think that Big Brother has been on for, I think it's in season 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it has a loyal fan base. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Survivor, all these shows that have been in there, they're in their 20th season.
Survivor still on?
Yeah. How dare you say Survivor is still on? It is definitely still on. Survivor is still on and rocking.
Okay.
But in any case, I think a lot of these shows, they have staying power. And in terms of the CBS shows, CBS has great reality shows. Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother. They have a bunch of reality shows that are still successful, still on the air. And I think even though, yes, people are probably watching, thinking like, am I watching Big Brother? Am I not watching Big Brother? I think people that like Big Brother will still watch Big Brother because it is different in terms of the entire game is decided by the house guests voting each other off compared to America.
And why can't people just watch both shows?
People can. I mean, you have DVR.
You have online. If people want to watch Big Brother, watch Big Brother. Mm-hmm. If people want to watch Glass House, watch both of them.
That's how
I feel.
So I feel that CBS. Wouldn't you be surprised if CBS didn't do this? Like, they're trying to protect their baby.
No, for me, I feel it's kind of petty because, again, as Dario said, you have American Idol, you got X Factor. I mean, Simon Cowell left.
Mm-hmm.
American Idol went started X Factor
right. in the U.S.
There's The Voice. All those shows are the same.
And this one still has its own little element and niche, I think. I mean, yeah.
It's the premise.
And the different rules are what they argued, you know, is why it's a different show.
Yeah, and Justin and I, when we first started watching it earlier, we were saying, theoretically, the exterior of it looks similar to the Big Brother house. Mm-hmm. But then once they got into the more specific nooks and crannies of the details of the house, you could see that it had a totally different vibe to it.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like you guys were saying, I like the component of the voting and how America can, have people do certain things throughout the day to decide if they want to keep them on the show, which maybe get a little tricky down the line because, I mean, it matters on what they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
But, I think it's still just, there's room for both, kind of like what Bam was saying, there's room for both.
Well, and I think also the idea of, when you have similar shows like this, the competition is a good thing in some ways or whatever. But it's also, you look at The View, which was on ABC first, and then The Talk.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like it's those are like the same ideas. Same, you know, format. It's kind of just like we already said, all these singing shows, all these shows. They're somewhat similar.
Excellent point. You hear that?
I love CBS reality. I love ABC. I love any reality.
I love the CBS dramas.
Okay, good.
All right, so with that being said, so what do you guys think as far as the ratings? Do you think that it's going to be a hit? Do you think people are going to gravitate to the show?
Well, I do. I was texting one of my friends who was watching it, and he was saying that it's trending worldwide. So that's a good sign that, you know, the Glass House was trending worldwide while it was airing. Mm-hmm. I think people are talking about it. People are buzzing about it, you know?
Yeah, I'd read a couple things few weeks ago. It's a lot of anticipation for this show because it's kind of like ABC's new baby reality that could blow up and be big for them.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying with the whole drama between CBS and all this press that they're putting out there. I was just like, man, you know, I don't know if this is the best idea for them because it's going to make people want to watch the show even more because of all this, the drama surrounding it. So.
Yeah. Any press is good press.
Any press is good press. Right? That's what they say.
That's what people say, right?
That's
Get people talking about it. And I think people definitely did and are. And we'll see how, if it continues throughout the summer.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And plus it's the summer, so, you know.
What else is on TV right now? There's a lot of good stuff, though.
Yeah, well, now there is. But, you know, I think the show will do good. Of course, we're going to continue to watch it and recap and make sure that you guys are following us as well. And you guys could tweet us. What's your Twitter?
I am at Darryl Christen. It's DERRIALCHRISTON.
Ah, at Justin F. Walter, JUSTINFWALTER.
And I am Bam Erickson. I forgot to do predictions. You guys want to give predictions really, really quick?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I predict that Alex is going to stay next week. And there's going to be several people pissed off about that, I'm sure. but I think for down the line predictions as well, are you saying, like, who do we think is going to win the entire...
For next week.
Okay, well, Alex will be voted off. That's my quick prediction for next
week. Voted off or on?
I mean, excuse me, voted on. He'll stay on this show.
I agree. I think Alex is definitely going to stay, and I think we'll just see more drama with him. And we could even see maybe a team trying to throw the challenge on purpose to vote him in to see if America would get him out of the house. We'll see how far they want to go to get rid of him.
Unfortunately, I think he's going to stay, but I hope they vote him off, or I hope there's some glitch and maybe there's a new contestant or something comes on. I don't know, but I really hope he goes home, but I don't think he's going to.
I think what we should all do is text in something crazy for him to have to do. What I think we should do.
I can't wait to go and vote and throw in my little questions and do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, you guys, thank you for watching the first episode recap of The Glass House. Again, I'm your host, Bam Erickson.
I'm Justin Darryl Walter.
You go first, Justin.
Justin Walter.
Darryl Christen.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.